KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is looking for a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palo Fiber Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director and a night watchman. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for False Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Community announcements. King Cove and Sandpoint, you have home games this weekend. The basketball season kicks off with the Rookies hosting the Lady Eagles in King Cove and the Eagles hosting the T-Jacks here in Sandpoint. You are able to listen to them live here on KSDP, or you can enjoy them in person, free of charge, courtesy of KSDP. Good luck, teams. And today is January 8th, 2024. Happy birthday to Kaipo Kamanunga, and happy birthday to Chip Bear. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. In the spring of 1956, a doctor in the Japanese village of Minamata reported an outbreak of a troubling new disease. It was seen mainly among children, and it affected the central nervous system. The disease quickly spread, with hundreds of cases reported, then thousands. It took years for scientists to work out the cause: poisoning from industrial pollution in Minamata Bay, the first known case of a disease caused by polluted seawater. A chemical factory was pumping huge amounts of wastewater into the bay. The water was laced with mercury. Some of it was methylmercury, an especially nasty form. Microscopic organisms gobbled the stuff up, then were eaten by larger organisms. The amount of mercury built up to higher and higher levels with each link in the food chain. So the fish and shellfish eaten by people were filled with it. That triggered Minamata disease. Symptoms included numbness, problems with vision and hearing, trouble walking, and tremors. The disease killed hundreds and may have afflicted millions, and its effects are still being felt. The company dredged the bay to remove contaminated sediments, and the nations of the world crafted a treaty to reduce the amount of methylmercury in the environment. It calls for less mercury in products and manufacturing, fewer emissions of it from coal-fired power plants, and better storage and disposal. Even so, mercury and other chemicals still cause problems as they work their way up the marine food chain. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A man held at the Anchorage Correctional Complex has died after authorities say his cellmate severely beat him. Alaska State Troopers say 36-year-old William Farmer died Monday at a local hospital. 33-year-old Lawrence Venumiai is now charged with second-degree murder in his death. Megan Edge, with the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, is raising concerns. It's the second reported homicide at the Anchorage jail in a year.
One in a year would be unusual. Two in a year is exceptionally unusual and very concerning.
Charging documents say that on the night of December 17th, a correctional officer saw Venumiai on top of Farmer in their cell, punching him in the head. More officers arrived and removed Fanumiai. Medics then took Farmer to the hospital with brain swelling. Fanumiai allegedly said that Farmer had been talking to himself and that he attacked Farmer to make him stop. Edge says the two men shouldn't have been in a cell together that day in the first place. According to court records, Fanumiai was initially jailed on assault charges from an incident in Juneau. He was evaluated at the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, found incompetent to stand trial, and ordered back to Juneau 4 days before he allegedly attacked Farmer in the Anchorage cell. Edge is questioning why he didn't get moved.
What happened in the system that left him stuck in Anchorage and not transported back to Juneau when the charges were dropped?
Officials said yesterday that, quote, the safety and security of all individuals housed in any of our facilities is our top priority. They added department staff evaluate all major incidents at DOC facilities, alongside investigations by troopers. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is slated to receive another funding boost as part of Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget for the fiscal year 2026. KMXT's Davis Hubby reports that part of that potential money will support research for crashing Chinook salmon stocks.
Last fiscal year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game had an operating budget of roughly $250 million. That was out of an overall $12.2 billion statewide operating budget. Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed giving Fish and Game $14 million more this upcoming fiscal year. If enacted, this would be at least the third consecutive year that the department has seen a $10 million or more year-over-year funding increase. Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang told KMXT back in July that he expected an increase in funding for his department in the upcoming budget cycle.
So I think there's going to be a push for federal and state money to better address what's happening to Chinook salmon in the next year's budget. I just don't know what that is yet because we're still putting it together.
The funding also comes with a boost for salmon research. Dunleavy's budget proposal also includes more than $5.5 million to initiate a Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon marine harvest 5-year study. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska's Transportation Department is on track to get more than $1 million to minimize avalanche risks to Seward Highway drivers. Last week, the department said it was selected for a federal grant that would bolster its avalanche mitigation alert detection project. As KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports, department officials hope to roll out the new technology by next winter.
Tim Glossett oversees avalanche programming for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. He said Tuesday the $1 million grant would pay for three types of avalanche mitigation technology, two detection systems, and one remote control system.
What's nice about these radar systems is it can detect an avalanche in motion, calculate its velocity, and figure out potentially how far it's going to run, and then you can use traffic closure gates and close the road or have a sign that has flashing lights that warns travelers of an avalanche impacting the roadway.
The grant totals just over $1 million from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. It's awarded through a program that aims to boost transportation efficiency and safety through technology. The department's project targets the Seward Highway between Anchorage and Seward. Glassett says the highway corridor has the highest risk of avalanche impacts to the public due to its traffic volume. It's one of the state's busiest roads and is the only one to the Kenai Peninsula. One of the two proposed radar systems would be mounted to a tower alongside the highway. Glassett says they're looking at milepost 21 at Summit Lake. Currently, the department uses signs to let drivers know when they're entering an avalanche area, for how long they'll be in the avalanche area, and when they exit an avalanche area. Glassett says the new technology would be a major step up.
There's no active alerting for the public, and that's more of a warning sign for the public as they drive through these areas. And so it's quite a bit different than what we're currently doing.
The other radar system would detect infrasound, that's very quiet noise, to tell where an avalanche is coming from and how it's moving. Glassett says the department has already successfully used infrasound systems in Juneau and at Bird Flats near Girdwood.
And there's algorithms that look at avalanche motion and can pick out avalanche motion and triangulate with three systems, triangulate where that's coming from, and track it as it moves and as it stops.
The third piece of technology funded by the grant would allow the department to trigger controlled avalanches remotely. Historically, the department has used artillery from the U.S. military for controlled avalanches. In a video published by the department in 2015, crews fire artillery near Bird Creek as part of avalanche mitigation work. But Glassett says the Army is pulling back, costs are going up, and there are concerns about civilians using military hardware. In recent years, the department has added drone-dropped explosives and helicopters to their arsenal for controlled avalanches. State records show avalanches have disrupted transportation through the Chugach and Kenai Mountains for more than 100 years, starting when the Alaska Railroad was built. The 30-mile stretch between Anchorage and Portage crosses more than 50 avalanche paths. Avalanches have also hindered traffic along the Seward Highway multiple times in recent years. An avalanche closed the highway for more than 4 hours in 2021 and stranded a mom and her three kids on Christmas Eve in 2023. Also in 2023, an avalanche derailed a freight train near Girdwood. Glassett says the department hopes to have the new technology, including towers and radar systems, deployed by next winter. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, speaking of avalanches, I had a really nice mountain bike. It was set avalanche on it. It's blue. It seemed to have disappeared. The little people got it, or it was taken refuge by Chinese people, or perhaps it was stolen. I don't know. But if you see this thing, it's got a red coil around it that I usually lock it up with, and that was on it. I forgot to lock it that night. If anybody sees it, let me know. I mean, I'd like to get it back. I'll give you a nice reward. Here's Cole Swindle with Single Saturday Night. After that, Chris Stapleton with Fire Away. And then Tequila Little Time with John Party.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot, three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan, cause I was under the neon lights. Every single Saturday night, yeah, everybody knew they could find me there. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night? Yeah, my last single Saturday night. Now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me. When sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn,
beautiful sign. In the morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out a church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. Honey, load up your questions and pick up your sticks and your stones. And pretend I'm a shelter for heartaches that don't have a home. And choose the words that cut like a razor. All that I'll say is far away. Take your best shot, show me what you got, honey. Damnation.
I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while, cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. If our man, will you bring us to? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out, seeing what you're all about. I hope you want to.
This next artist, during her university training, she was in a folk group, and folk was coming back at that time. It was really huge. Then she got into country western and became one of the biggest hits for country female stars in the 80s, for sure. We'll hear three of her songs. That's Going, Going Gone, and 455 Rocket, Biggest Block Alive, and From a Distance, all by Kathy Mattea.
It's light, but I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent by the shore, making its way against the wind. From the place where I stand watching, I swear my ship is coming in. Oh, oh, deep in the waters of love.
Man, what'd you have in that thing? when you take that turn. She was made for the straightaways. She grew up hating Chevrolets. She's a rocket. She was made to burn, burn.
Distance, the earth looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to fly. From a distance, it's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, no diseases, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of home, playing songs of the songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, I can't comprehend what all this war is for. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the hope of hope. It's the love of loves. It's the heart of every man. It's the hope of hopes. It's the love of loves. It's the song of every man. Thank you.
I got to put this out. And that is at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to have the Eastern Aleutian Borough meeting. And so at 2 o'clock, that'll be broadcast live. We'll have it on our website, of course, if you don't get it live. Again, that's at 2 o'clock. We have a meeting of the borough powers that be, as it were. Until then, we'll continue along with some country music with Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. After that, Blown Away by Carrie Underwood. And Toma, Your Love, My Oh My, with the third one. And the first one, that Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, is a Luke Combs piece.
We'll be right back. Smile. I want it for me. I want it all for myself now. Don't you know, baby? Those eyes, I want them on me. And nobody else, nobody else. Like a man on his knees, finding gold in the sand. When it comes to your loving, baby, I'm grabbing all I can. You got me on my knees, begging, baby, please. You got to save your love for me. Your kiss, I want it for me. I want it all for myself now. Don't you know, baby, those lips, I want them on mine. And nobody else, nobody else now, baby. Comes to your loving, baby, you know I'm grabbing all I can. You got me on my knees, begging, baby, please. You got to save your love for me. Your love, I want it for me. I want it all for myself now. Don't you know, baby, your love. I want it for me and nobody else now, baby. You love, don't you know, baby?
know I need it now, baby. Your love, you got to give me all your love, baby. Your love, your love, your love.
And I have an announcement here. We have a grief counselor coming into town today. He'll be here today and tomorrow. And if you want to meet up with the grief counselor, call the clinic at 383-3151. And also, I'll remind you again of the borough meeting we have at 2 o'clock. That will be live on KSTP. Now we have Big and Rich coming at us with Cheat on You. I can make jokes about that, but why? After that, Colin Ray with My Kind of Girl. And listen to Kenny Thomas featuring Black Hot with Glory Land. Here's Big and Rich.
James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you were and I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Oh,
dancing with that old apple tree. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Lot took his wife down to the corner store for malting. She wouldn't mind her business, boy, did she get salty. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Samson thought Delilah was on the square, till one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time.